Next item on the agenda is item number 11, blue crab fishery. Mr. Gear, do you have that?
Well, that's Alexa, and she's going to be doing 11 and 12 at the same time.
That'll be Ms. Kresh.
Ms. Kresh. Alexa Kresh, please proceed.
And I will actually be picking up items 11 and 12 together, both relating to the blue crab.
That will be fine, ma'am. Thank you. Proceed.
So this is a public hearing proposal to amend Chapters 4 VAC 20-270 pertaining to blue crab fishery and 4 VAC 20-1140 prohibition of crab dredging in Virginia waters to establish management provisions for July 5th, 2020 through July 4th, 2021 blue crab fisheries. Next slide, please. The commissioner saw in my presentation last month the results of the 2020 winter dredge survey. 2020 was a decrease from 2019 and was also below average. Next slide. Our juvenile abundance was also a decrease and also below average. Next slide. However, our adult female abundance is still within a healthy range, although not yet at the target. Next slide. And our exploitation rate, our what percentage of the female population was harvested in a year, is below target. So we have some cushion room with the harvest rate. So looking at both of those aspects, that abundance is lower, but our harvest rate is still healthy, we recommend status quo for the blue crab fisheries for the 2020-2021 season. And we do set the regulations every year, starting from July 5th, 20 of a year to July 4th of the following year. So status quo would reflect the same regulations we had in the 2019-2020 season. These graphs were also presented to the Blue Crab Management Advisory Committee, and the members voted unanimously to support status quo with the option of revisiting this at a fall meeting. Next slide. Every year, we also look at the winter dredge fishery. Historically, a winter dredge season was open from December 1st through March 31st. But a report of the Winter Crab Dredge Fishery Task Force found that the winter dredge season can harvest 32% of female crabs that are in the bay at the start of the season. That is after a year's harvest. And that 96% of the dredge harvest is female, which is the aspect of the population we are most trying to conserve. So this dredge fishery was closed in 2008 as part of the 34% reduction in effort and the new emphasis on conserving female crabs after the blue crab fishery disaster. So the commission must vote each year to close winter dredge season. Each year, closure is recommended. Next slide. So we'll go through the regulations. In Chapter 4, BAC 20-270, daily time limits, we've added to clarify, those are daily time limits for commercial harvest. And these are just some language changes from individuals to licensed crab pot or peeler pot fishermen to be more in line with the rest of the regulation, and to remove the time qualifier of after January 1, 2012. Next slide. For the remainder of this regulation, all changes are just to update the years from 2019 to 2020 and 2020 to 2021 to reflect the status quo carried forward to this season. This is in Chapter 40, Season Limits. Next slide. Section 51, Daily Commercial Harvester, Vessel, and Harvest and Possession Limits. Next slide. Again, in Section 51. Next slide. And then again in Chapter 4 VAC 20-1140 for crab dredging prohibited, updating the season to the 2020 to 2021 season. Next slide. Staff recommends the Commission approve these amendments to Chapters 4 VAC 20-270 pertaining to blue crab fishery and 4 VAC 20-1140 prohibition of crab dredging in Virginia waters to establish management provisions for the July 5th, 2020 through July 4th, 2021 blue crab fisheries. And I'm happy to take any questions.
Any questions by members of the Commission for Ms. Kresh? Thank you, Alexa. Great presentation. Any questions by the Commission? If not, this is a public hearing on the blue crab regulations. We will be taking these items one at a time. So this public hearing pertains to item number 11 pertaining to blue crab fishery. Anyone in the public wish to be heard on the matter? They're hearing none. The matter is before the Commission for discussion and action.
I believe that Alexa's done a great job of encapsulating all that we need to do. I think we should move forward with the staff recommendation. Ed Tankard.
Thank you, Mr. Tankard. Is there a second to the motion?
Second, Chad Ballard.
Thank you, Mr. Ballard. Mr. Tankard?
Aye.
Mr. Zedrin?
Aye.
Dr. Neal?
Aye.
Mr. Ballard?
Aye.
Mr. Miner?
Aye.
Ms. Lusk?
Aye.
Ms. Everett?
Fire again, Steve.
Ms. Everett?
Aye.
Thank you. Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. The next item before the Commission for discussion is action is the winter dredge fishery. As Ms. Kresh indicated, the Code of Virginia and the courts require us to vote every year on this season, and that's why this matter is before you. Those of us that have been on the commission for a long time know how important it is to in the overall management of the crab fishery to advocate to keep this fishery closed. The first time that I ever saw the presentation by the Virginia Institute of Marine Science after 1 year of closure demonstrated the proliferation of crabs throughout the Chesapeake Bay where we had not seen them for many, many years. And the fruits of our work after about 3 years off paid off significantly where we went from collapse to a very sustainable fishery. So this vote is very important. Matter before the Commission for action.
Ed Tankard, I move that we approve closing this fishery again for the coming year.
Thank you, Mr. Tankard. Is there a second?
I'll second it. My only question is, did you actually accept public comment on this?
Oh, you know what? I did initially, but I will. Thank you so much. Mr. Tankard, can you withdraw your motion for just a second just to make sure I get this perfectly correct.
I certainly can. I think it's important to hear from me.
Absolutely. This matter is before the commission or before the public to be heard. Does anyone wish to be heard on item 12, for or against?
For.
Hello. Yes, I'd like to be heard.
Yes, sir. Can you state your name? Can you state your name, please?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. State your name, please.
Jeffrey
Dammer. Jennifer, yes, my name is also Jennifer. I called you.
People are not muting themselves.
You still on here, Commissioner?
Yes, sir, we are. Mr. Dammer, proceed, please.
Yes, sir. I'm being very savvy with this. I'm representing the crab judges of Chesapeake Bay.
Yes, sir. Proceed, please.
And we would like to get this dredge fishery reopened this year. It's been 12 years. And, you know, we feel like if your numbers are high enough for it to be a healthy fishery, then we need to be able to go back to work. And if they're not healthy enough for us to go back to work, then dredging wasn't the problem all along. And, you know, we just want to be heard on this matter. And we know that every year it's pretty much rubber stamped and blamed on us. But at one time it was 400 boats in this fishery, and it probably wouldn't be over 30 of us left that would be harvesting crabs, and it's really detrimental to us. People have lost their homes, their boats, their families, and everything else over this with nothing to do for 4 months out of the year. Anyway, that's what I wanted to say. And we have been talking to counsel, and we know we have 30 days to appeal this with the courts. When it went to court in 2008, the Judge Doyle said that y'all had the authority to regulate it, but you couldn't take it off the books. Well, essentially, that's what you do every year is take it off the books. And we will be going to court this year if y'all decide to close it because, you know, everybody's just going to run out of time and be dead by the time this season's over. And as far as us targeting female crabs, we're not targeting female crabs any more than the crab potters do in the spring and the fall. Everything that's caught in the bay is females just about. You know, you're still allowing peeler potters to target immature crabs. You're still allowing sponge crab to spawn, and they're targeting visibly pregnant female crabs. You know, we're not trying to get anybody shut down, but that's what's going on. It's the only fishery in the world that targets visibly pregnant female crabs. And we don't think it's right that we've took 100% of the cutbacks in this state for the last 12 years. And it's a lot going on with this right now. We just thought you ought to know.
Thank you, Mr. Dameron.
Talk to Mr. Edward J. Norris up here in Wacomico Church, Virginia. And he somehow or another represents the Black Lives Matter movement of the Northern Neck. And he's concerned. I talked to him just yesterday about disproportionately affecting minorities in this area, this closure, continue, you know, based in the pickhouse area where crab pickers made up about 90% of the population that was closed down, and there was no economic impact study done in 2008, and it hasn't been an economic impact study done ever since. And they just feel that it's disproportionately affecting the minority community, and they would be looking at the vote today. So that's the word I had with him yesterday. I don't know what that means, but anyway. But that's where we're at. I've talked to about 30 crab judges, and we have counsel, and he wanted us to come before the board today and just give that to you and let you know where we stand, and that's what it is. We feel like that, you know, when you got this disaster relief money in 2008, you paid high as $150,000 for crab pot license, and the crab judges were not ever offered anything. Our license was just taken, which makes them worthless. And y'all's VMRC website sells every kind of license that it is. Y'all are promoting the sale of any kind of crab license that it is, but our license is useless. So we feel like they got $150,000. Y'all need to pay us $150,000 for our license if you're going to continue to do away with this every year. And that's pretty much what I got to say.
Thank you, Mr. Dameron. Anyone else wish to be heard for or against the blue crab dredge fishery, winter dredge fishery? Thank you. Now the matter is before the commission for action.
I move that we approve staff recommendation, Ed Tankard.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard. Is there a second to the motion?
And I'll second the motion, Dr. Neal.
Thank you, Dr. Neal. Mr. Tankard?
Aye.
Mr. Zedrin?
Aye.
Dr. Neal?
Aye.
Mr. Ballard?
Aye.
Mr. Minor?
Aye.
Ms. Lusk?
Aye.
Ms. Everett? Ms. Everett? Ms. Everett?
Aye. Sorry, I've been saying aye, but I was muted.
Okay, I'm sorry. Aye. We're still working on this.
No problem.
Chair votes aye.
It's okay, I'm calling.
That's okay. Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much. Okay.